Open doors, every 2 hours a Nigerian Christian is killed for following Jesus. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 9, 2022. The Christian aid group Open Doors revealed Wednesday a Christian is violently killed for their faith in Nigeria every 2 hours on average, 365 days a year. That's nearly 13 people a day, 372 a month and almost 5,000 a year, writes Lindy Lowry, the managing editor for Open Doors USA, in an email. And the reality is that each of these numbers is a man, woman, father, mother, son or daughter. Research for the 2022 World Watch List reveals that in Nigeria, more Christians were murdered for their faith than in any other country. Lowry writes, adding that Nigeria accounted for nearly 80% of Christian deaths worldwide. These data confirm that currently Nigeria is the world's most violent place for Christians, the message states. Believers live each hour under threat of attack, kidnapping or death from Islamic extremist groups, simply because they walk with Jesus. The year 2021 was particularly dire for Nigerian Christians. As Breitbart News reported, in the first 200 days of 2021 at least 3,462 Christians were murdered by Islamists in Nigeria. While some 3,000 Christians, many of them girls and young women, were kidnapped during the same period. The Nigeria-based International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, which tallied the anti-Christian violence in the country from January 1 to July 18, 2021, noted that the jihadist Fulani herdsmen are responsible for majority of the killings with at least 1,909 Christian deaths in 200 days, followed by Boko Haram, ISWAP and Muslim Fulani bandits who jointly killed 1,063 Christians. David Curry, the CEO of Open Doors, told Breitbart News in January that northern Nigeria is really the epicenter of jihadi violence right now. There's a bend across the African continent, it's called the Sahel region. It includes northern Nigeria but it goes over into Cameroon, Chad, Burkina Faso, Niger. All of these countries are seeing a giant jump in anti-Christian violence because of Boko Haram, which is an ISIS-affiliated group, and the Fulani, Curry said. Follow at Williams Rome.